St John's Suicide Prevention is calling on St John's to don yellow on Friday to show support for those in need of help. A Day in Yellow takes place on the first Friday in February, which is Suicide Prevention Month in New Brunswick. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Brandy McCarg, Chair of the St John's Suicide Prevention Committee and Community Prevention Coordinator for Addictions and Mental Health. McCarg talked about the events that are taking place over the month, as well as the various services available to those in the St John area who need support or have loved ones who are struggling.
We do ask that people take a photo wearing yellow, post it on social media using a specific hashtag. So it's Suicide Prevention SJ 2025, because it really just indicates to everyone that you are supportive, you're willing to talk about suicide, you're willing to help. And it's just really nice to see a sea of yellow throughout our community on Friday as a symbol of support and collaboration. And so we get together Friday morning at Catapult Coffee on Princess Street uptown. We welcome people to come in, grab some resources, show us your yellow, you might get a free coffee. And you can win a prize as well for sharing your picture. We do, Tim Hortons graciously donates a gift card at $100. And we are throughout the month at various different locations with resource tables set up. So we're at Walmart twice this week on the west side, just having an information table with resources people can pick up. A Day in Yellow is the big one that we do every year, but this year we're doing as well a coffee house. So on the 27th at BMO Theater, on Princess Street as well, right next to Catapult Coffee, we're going to be hosting a coffee house. So we did a call for artists, and we just sort of put out there that we were looking for folks who maybe want to share a poem, a story, a song, and, you know, mental health being the focus. So we want folks to come out. February is a really dark month. It's cold. We're hoping to get people just out for an evening.
I mean, you especially mentioned like it being a dark and cold time of year. It can be a difficult time. I mean, is that part of the reason for this being kind of like observed in February?
Yeah, January, February are really tough months. It's no secret that people can struggle a bit more in the winter months. So February was certainly a time that we could use a bit more encouragement and support. So that was one of the driving factors behind Suicide Prevention Month, but also behind some of the initiatives that we're doing as well. There's a little confusion around that as well, because September is World Suicide Prevention. There's a World Suicide Prevention Day, September 10th. But here in New Brunswick, several years ago, Suicide Prevention Month was introduced in New Brunswick through CMHJ and the Canadian Mental Health Association and the Suicide Prevention Committees and the Department of Health. Sort of got together and decided that Suicide Prevention Month would be February in New Brunswick. It was a result of a study that had been done in New Brunswick and the rates of suicide and just the need for more awareness and education around suicide in the province. We do things all year round, but during February we really focus specifically on suicide prevention initiatives.
Is there a particular reason why yellow?
Yeah, so the Canadian Association for Suicide Prevention is where the yellow came from. So the ribbon that you'll see on our social media page is actually yellow and orange, and they felt it represents the flame of a candle or a sunset, and just a bit of hope. So that's where the yellow and orange came from, and then specifically yellow just came from that notion that we could all use a little bit more brightness in our lives.
I was kind of like wanting to ask a little bit about your experiences as an organisation in terms of the people who are using your service and maybe the kinds of factors that are kind of like leading into people facing kind of struggles.
Yeah, so one thing we do find is that we really hear from folks really in every age group, every different, every gender. There's a little bit of someone struggling in every different avenue. So, you know, we do obviously hear more about youth and men struggling with suicide. Men are a little less forthcoming in talking about their feelings and talking about what's going on. So there's a lot of work being done on men and suicide. There's specific work being done on seniors and suicide as well. But really, just in general, the message that we're getting across is that anyone can be struggling. And, you know, it certainly doesn't discriminate. We try to provide as much support as we can to anyone who reaches out. But absolutely anyone can struggle with thoughts of suicide, and that's the important message to get out there, that there should never be any shame in reaching out for support and help. So there's actually 13 suicide prevention committees across the province that work together on a provincial suicide prevention strategy. And then we each work in our local communities, just doing different education, training, awareness within the community on suicide prevention. We also provide support to people that might be impacted by a suicide. So we're out doing wellness fairs, presentations, education and training, and just trying to really reduce the stigma, talk about suicide, and try to provide support for people who might be struggling. Here in New Brunswick, we have a New Brunswick crisis line that's available 24 hours a day. It was rolled out last July, so if you were to call that line and you're struggling with any addiction or mental health issue, you can speak with a care coach who will talk you through the struggles that you're facing and provide a bit of support. As well, here in Canada, across the country, we rolled out 988, which is a suicide crisis line available by text 24 hours, 7 days a week. And the responders on that line can also reach out to emergency services in your area if needed. Within St. John, of course, we would have the ER and 911 if an emergency were to arise. And we do have a new program within the last couple of years here in St. John called the One at a Time Therapy. So if you were to call or present at the Mercantile Center, you can see a therapist for a session right away. On our Facebook page or website, you can find a list of more specific resources in the area. We also have 211, which is essentially somewhere you can call to find out anything you're looking for. So direction, if you're looking for counseling, for example, and you call 211, they can give you a list of therapists within the area. I think for us, the most important part is just getting out that it's okay to not be feeling okay. It's okay to reach out. It's okay to say that you need help and support. And the other thing is, it's okay to talk about suicide. You know, there is a common misconception that talking about suicide will increase someone's risk or will, you know, put an idea in someone's head that isn't there. And the reality is that's just not true. We should be having these conversations as regularly as we do feeling unwell from a physical illness. So mental health and physical health should be on par, and we should be putting just as much attention into that as we do our physical illnesses. It's okay to look for help and to talk to somebody, because more often than not, your loved ones are going to be really thankful that you did reach out.
More information can be found at the website sjsuicideprevention.ca. The New Brunswick Crisis Line is 211, and 988 is the National Suicide Crisis Line. Both lines are available 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.